Our scripture reading will come from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is the great love chapter of the Bible, and we're going to read verses 4 through 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning in verse 4. Paul says, "Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things." When the Jews asked Jesus, "Which of the commandments was the greatest?" Jesus answered in Mark chapter 12, 29 through 31, that the greatest of all the commandments is this: "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind." And he said that the second greatest commandment is this: "Love your neighbor as yourself." What does it mean to love others? What does love do? What does love not do? And we're talking about Bible love. We're talking about love the way the Bible teaches it. Many people talk about love today, and most people have their own feelings or their own definition of love. But many times, the ideas that people have about love are wrong. They're unbiblical, and they're not even consistent. But the idea of love that comes from the Bible comes from the God of love, the perfect God of heaven. Now, Paul, in these verses, tells us what love is. And so, let's look at Paul's words, and as we do, let's try to remember who he's writing to. Let's remember that he's talking originally to these Corinthian Christians who needed to be taught about love. And as you read Paul's descriptions of love, try to weigh those statements in light of these Corinthian people and what he's already said about them. And in the second place, of course, as we read this list, you need to look at yourself. You need to look at your life, and you need to look at your heart and ask yourself if you're behaving like Paul describes in these verses. There's no question that all of us need to grow in the love that Paul talks about, and we need to grow in these specific areas that he describes. So let's look at what love does. Let's look at what love does not do, and we're only going to look in this lesson at verse 4. Let's begin. First of all, Paul says that charity, or love, suffereth long. The idea of suffering long comes from one Greek word, and that word is defined as follows. It means to be patient in bearing the offenses and the injuries of others. It means to be mild and slow in avenging. It means to be long-suffering, slow to anger, slow to punish. We might put it in these words, that long-suffering, or suffering long, is putting up with things in other people that you don't like, that you don't agree with. These Christian people needed this, and so do churches today. In congregations, there are different personalities, there are different opinions. People come from different backgrounds and sometimes even different cultures or nationalities. Now, this doesn't mean that we should overlook outright sin. Paul has already told these people in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 that the time of long-suffering with the man who was guilty of immorality has passed. The time of being forbearing with this man is gone. It's time to act. So we're not to use the idea of long-suffering as an excuse just to overlook and condone sin. But we do need to be long-suffering. We need to be long-suffering with other people. we want other people to be long-suffering with us. We want other people to be patient with us, with our weaknesses, with our mistakes, with our flaws, and with our sins. Well, if we want other people to be patient and long-suffering with us, then we need to be patient with other people. Oftentimes, we get so wrapped up and caught up in looking at what other people do to irritate us, or that does irritate us, that we forget that we have certain quirks and we have certain flaws in our character and in our personalities that get on the nerves of other people. And so other people around us have to be long-suffering with us, and we should do the same with them. We need to be long-suffering at work with the people that we work with. We need to be long-suffering in school. We need to be long-suffering on the highways. We must be long-suffering in marriage. Husbands and wives must be long-suffering. We must be long-suffering in the home. And as we've said, this passage is written to a congregation. This passage is primarily, or at least originally, written to the church. And we have to be long-suffering with brothers and sisters in Christ. Number two, the Bible says that love is kind. We live in a world that is oftentimes mean. People are rude, they can be hateful, and even downright mean. And a Christian should stand out like a light in a dark place. And a Christian can do that just by plainly and simply being kind to other people. Love causes us to be kind in what we say and how we say it. The Bible says, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt." Colossians 4, verse 6. The Bible says that a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Proverbs 15, verse 1. As the Bible describes the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31, verse 26, the scriptures say that in her tongue is the law of kindness. And this is what we need. There's too much hateful talk. There's too much sarcasm. There's too much rudeness these days. Now, that kind of talk might get a laugh or it might get attention, but it never draws or earns respect and appreciation. We need to be kind in how we treat other people. Anything from a kind word to holding a door open for somebody, to helping an older person, to giving to the poor, to helping a stranger, to visiting the sick, to sending a card or an email or a text, all of these are ways of showing the simple milk of human kindness and especially Christian kindness. Love is not rude. Love is kind. Thirdly, love does not envy. We're going to begin a section where he says that love does not act in these ways. So we've talked about two things that love is. Now we're going to look at three things that love is not, that love does not do. First of all, he says that love does not envy. Remember, Paul has already said that there was jealousy in this church at Corinth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, he said that they were envious of each other. Envy is a sin that is almost everywhere. It is an embarrassing sin that we don't like to admit, and it's been here for thousands of years. Jealousy led Cain to kill his brother. It caused Joseph's brothers to sell him as a slave, and it led the Jews to kill Jesus Christ. No wonder the Bible says in James 3, verse 16, "For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." When you envy, you don't love like you should. And when you truly love, you don't have a problem being jealous of other people. So love is the cure for and the prevention of jealousy. Love is glad when other people do well. So if you love somebody, you're not threatened when they do well. You're glad for them. Number four, the Bible says that love does not vaunt itself. Now, the word vaunt here comes from a word which means to be vainglorious, to be a braggart, to boast oneself, to boast or to brag. The New King James Version translates it, love does not parade itself. The world has its share of braggarts and boasters, people who show off, people who have to be the center of attention no matter where they go, people who are struck on themselves. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, that there would be people who are lovers of their own selves, covetous, and boasters. Now, notice these two things. He talks about people who are lovers of their own selves, and then he talks about boasters. And those two go together, because a boaster is definitely somebody who is a lover of his own self. He is struck on himself. He is self-centered. And he doesn't really have the love for others that he ought to have. Well, in a similar way, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, Paul says that love does not envy and love does not parade itself. Notice that he talks about envy and then he talks about boasting, because sometimes those two things go together. Jealous people resent the success of others, and boasters don't want anybody else to get attention. And all of this is from an inner fear. It's from their own insecurity. Now, love of others makes you secure. Somebody that loves other people has no need to brag and no reason to be jealous. In Proverbs chapter 27, verse 2, the Bible says, "Let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth." Now, this next sin that he talks about, that is no part of love, also connects to these two that we've mentioned. And that is that love is not puffed up. These Corinthians had a problem with being puffed up. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, Paul warned that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. But then he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, now some are puffed up. And in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 2, he said, and you are puffed up. In 1 Corinthians 8, verse 1, he says that knowledge puffeth up. Being puffed up is being arrogant. It's being prideful. It's getting, as we would say, the big head. Sometimes we say about a person that his head is swelled or that he has an inflated ego. That's the idea of being puffed up. So this sin fits with the last two. He says that love does not envy, love does not brag, and love is not puffed up or prideful. All of this comes from a lack of love. A person who loves others is secure about himself, and there's no need to be envious, there's no reason to brag, and there's no grounds for being prideful. Today, people sometimes excuse pride and envy by saying, well, I'm just competitive, when what they really mean is they're insecure, they're prideful, and they're jealous, and they can't stand for others to outdo them. Love does not act like this, and a perfect example is Jesus Christ. He never envied anyone else, he never bragged, and he was never arrogant. That is the power of love. Let's read it again in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. The Bible says that love suffers long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up.